planning. Excuse me. We're planning a prayer time on Saturday morning from 10 to 12 to pray about the coronavirus problem in the world and in China and even here in Vancouver, and praying that God will do his work at this very difficult time.
所以我们有个特别的通知，我们就这一周的本周的周六上午呢，在教会10点到12点呢，有一个新增特别的祷告会，为了这一次的冠状病毒的疫情，全球的，在中国的，在温哥华的，求神的旨意呢，在这样的事情上成全。
I've been studying the book of Joel, and in that book, the prophet Joel talks about the need for calling the people together to pray because of the difficulties that are going to be in the future or may even be in the past.
我们引用的经文呢是约珥书啊，约珥的先知呢，叫先知约珥呢，就是告诉我们要在这样艰难的时刻要聚集起来，不单是神的孩子哈，要聚集全民起来一起祷告。
And in the little prophecy of Amos, there is much to explain what it is that God is doing and what we should be doing about it.
在阿摩斯书里面，先知阿摩斯也提到同样的事情，那我们当如何做，然后神会如何来回应祷告。So
Saturday morning, we're going to pray that the Lord will do his great work around the world and in our own hearts as a result of his calling us to attention by this great problem.
所以在这个大的麻烦里呢，神召唤我们，我们起来一起为这事祈祷，然后呢，对，为这疫情也为我们的心呢。So
we'd encourage you all to join us Saturday morning from 10 to 12.
所以鼓励大家，每个人都能来，周六上午10点到12点。I
think all those are all the immediate announcements. I guess the other one is we're not going to have a ladies' fellowship time on Saturday. It has been postponed to the following Saturday. Thank you, ladies.
那我们本来这周六的原计划呢是姊妹有一个特别的聚会，所以呢，因为现在祷告的。
Very good. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll look to the Lord to help us today. Lord, we're thankful that you are in charge of everything.
主啊，我们如此感恩，因为您是一切事情掌权的主。
We're thankful that you have encouraged us that when there are problems, we are to pray.
我们如此感恩，因为您鼓励我们，当有麻烦的时候，鼓励我们祷告。
And so, Lord, we will pray specifically on Saturday regarding the great problems of this disease that is in the world.
我们会在周六的时候，主啊，特别的为这全球现在的疫病来献上祈求。
But Lord, in particular, today we pray that you will speak to our hearts.
我们特别今天的祷告是。
Each of us have come, Lord, looking to you for wisdom, counsel, help, and blessing.
我们每一个人来到您面前，寻求您的咨询、您的智慧和您的祝福。
And we pray that the word spoken will speak to each individual heart regarding each person's individual need.
求您的话呢，进到我们每一个人单独的我们里面的心里，也满足我们个人的需要。We
acknowledge that only you can do that.
我们承认只有您可以这么做。But
we praise you that you can do that.
我们也祷告求您真的如此行。And
so now, Lord, we just turn our hearts toward you and say, "Bless us," we pray.
当我们的心转向您的时候，我们祈求说：“主啊，求你祝福我们。”
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Welcome this afternoon.
今天下午欢迎大家。
Roy, I'm going to need one outline that says action through awareness. I gave you all my copies. If you don't have a map, I have a few maps. Your map may look, different from mine. Roy, you got a map? Okay. So if you're just joining us, the text is Acts, Book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传的16章。
You should have two pages. They look something like this.
所以你会有两个单张啊，两个单张是像只有手上的这个。
Roy, that's not a new map. Okay. That's not a new map.
哦，这不是个新地图。 原来有地图的不用拿了，没有地图的要拿一下。Okay.
Yeah. It just has some color, that's all. A few more details. Basically the same map.
这张是彩色的，这个区别。没有地图的举手，有的就原来有的就不要举手。
Right over here.
I needed some coffee.
Oh, you got to make some coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Roy's going to make some extra coffees. We'll go ahead and get started.
对，我们，Roy弟兄去复印的时候，我们要继续往前啊。
When we come to Acts chapter 16, let me remind you that the context is the second missionary journey of the Apostle Paul and his friends.
我们进到《使徒行传》16章呢，背景就是这是保罗和他的同工们的第二次的传道之旅。They
are basically wanting to go and revisit some of the Christians they met on their first missionary journey.
他们本来的目的呢，是想去兼顾第一次传道之旅里的那些弟兄们。
There are at least four people on the team with him.
那至少呢，在他们的团队里呢，有四个人。
There are four altogether, I guess. There's Silas and Timothy and Luke along with Paul.
还有希拉、提摩太、有路加和保罗。
They have been led by the Spirit of God to go to a specific area in what is called Macedonia. Look on your map.
那他被圣灵带领了去到一个特别的地方呢，圣经里叫马其顿。
You might have a map that looks something like this, or you might have a colored map. They're all basically the same area.
所以你们会有一个地图啊，那可以看见这个马其顿在哪里。Sort
of right in the middle of your map, there's an area or community called Troas.
在你地图的中间呢，有一个地方呢叫特罗亚，叫 Troas.
It was from there that Paul and the team changed directions from where they were going.
也是从这里呢。
As you look at that map in front of you, they wanted to go to the right over in this area called Asia, but the Spirit of God said, no, we're not, don't want you to go there.
在这个特罗亚这个地方呢，本来他们的目的呢是往右走，去到亚细亚，但是圣灵告诉他们不去。
We might well ask the question, how did they know that God the Holy Spirit told them not to go there? How'd they know that?
那我们可能会这么问，他们怎么知道神的灵让他们不去呢？
Let me give you a suggestion.
我给你一个建议。
If you are walking with the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, you can hear His voice.
你如果跟随神，你与神常在爱的关系里，你就能听见他的声音了。
You might say to me, you mean I can hear God speaking from heaven? No, I don't mean that.
你是说我能从天上 听到从神来的声音吗？他不是这个意思。
But he could do that if he wanted to.
如果他愿意呢，神愿意呢，他也可以这么做。
But I'm thinking more of it this way. You're walking with the Lord in fellowship. You're reading the Word of God and you're praying. And the next thing you know, you go, "Oh, I think the Lord is telling me to go this way."
你与神同行，你祷告，你读经，然后呢，下面你就会意识到，我原来这应该就是神带着我去的地方。
You probably will not.You probably will not know what God wants you to do if you're not reading your Bible and praying. You probably won't know what He wants you to do.
如果你不读经，你不祷告了，你应该不会知道神想让你做什么。
It's only when we are walking with the Lord that we're able to hear.His still small voice inside of us directing us.
所以我们坚持这么做呢，我们就在耳边能听见啊，就像形象的这样的一个微小的声音啊，在我们里面会出来。
I want to call your attention to verse 10 in Acts 16.
十六章的十节，《使徒行传》。
Paul had had a vision. He had seen a man in his vision.Saying, "Come over and help us in Macedonia."
保罗看见一个异象啊，那看见一个人，说你到马其顿来帮助我们。
In verse 10, we read, "Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them."
就这之后呢，我们就能够知道是神召我们去传福音到马其顿的人听。
Let me remind you, by verse 10, there are four men that make up this missionary group.
记住啊，在第十节是有四个人组成这个传道团队。
And you'll notice the plural pronoun in verse 10, we sought to go to Macedonia.
看见吗？第十节是一个复数啊，我们传福音给那里的人听。
What I'm about to tell you is that there is safety in many counselors.
所以我要告诉你呢，在很多的咨询的意见里是有一个安全问题的。
As you are reading your Bible and as you are praying and as you consult with other Christians.It is amazing how God can reveal His directions for you.
所以当你读经，你问别人呢，那你会很诧异，神是怎么带领你的。
The little word, I don't know what translation you have, but in verse 10, concluding that the Lord had called us, they arrived at a decision together. They all said, yes, this is what God wants us to do.
所以他们在第十节是一致同意的，他们都是知道这就是神带着我们要去做的。
Do you pray about everything?
你是不是凡事祷告呢？
You should.
你应该这样。
The Bible says, always pray.
圣经告诉我们总是要祷告。
Let's suppose that you don't pray about everything.
假设你并不是凡事祷告。
And then you have a big decision to make.
然后你有个大的决定要做。
And then you decide, well, I haven't prayed in a long time, but this is a big decision, I think I should pray.
那你会决定呢，哎呀，我好久没有祷告了，但这个决定很大，所以我最好还祷告一下。
I'll tell you what most likely will happen.
我告诉你呢，最可能发生什么情形。
When you go to pray, the enemy of your soul, the devil, will say to you, "Do you think God is going to hear you? You haven't prayed in a long time."
那你的仇敌呢，可能会在你耳边说，你觉得你的神会听你祷告吗？你可能好久没有祷告咯。
And you're going to say, "Well, God always hears me, I think."
你会说呢，哎，我想神总是会听我的。
And now you start doubting whether God is really going to hear you or not.
你注意到吗？你自己都开始怀疑神是不是真的听见你祷告了。
And the more you try to believe that God is going to hear you, the more you believe, I haven't been praying in a long time, God is probably not going to hear me.
你越这么想呢，你越会觉得，哎呀，我长久没有祷告了。也许神是没有听我的祷告。
But let me give you the other side of the story.
我把你带到另外故事的一面。
If you pray every day,
如果你每天都祷告。
If you pray when you get up in the morning and when you eat lunch or through the day, and you're just saying, Father, and you're talking to your God, and you're talking to Him about everything like that, the devil cannot say to you, You haven't prayed in a long time.
如果你每天早晨起来，你中饭，你白天凡事都到他面前去祷告，恶者就不能在你耳朵边上说，哎，你的祷告神没有听见，因为你好久没祷告。
The Bible doesn't say just pray when you have to make big decisions. It says always pray.
圣经不是这么讲的，你做大决定的时候再去祷告。他说你凡事祷告。
Let your request be made known to God. That's what the Bible says.
把你的需要啊告诉神。
I want you to think about a son or a daughter, and a mother or a father.
假设呢，你想象一个儿子和一个女儿，一个父母和一对父母。
Do you think it would be strange if your son or daughter went through a whole day and never spoke? To you.
你可以想，这个你的儿子女儿呢，一整天在家，但是一句话不跟你说。
What if they didn't speak to you for days? Not one word.
假设呢，不止一天，几天之久，一句话都不跟你说。
And then, after a long period of time, they said, "Mommy, Daddy, I want this and I want that." You'd go, "What's that all about?"
那突然有一天他跟你说、哎、爸爸妈妈我要这个要那个你可能会想 这是怎么回事
It is unnatural for children not to talk to their parents every day, all day
所以一个孩子、啊、不是和父母每天都有对话、啊、这是很奇怪的
If you say today that you are a Christian that you're a son or a daughter in the family of God You ought to be talking to your father all day, every day.
如果你今天说你是基督徒，是神的儿女，那你每一天啊都要跟神，跟你的父神要有对话的。
Talk to him about everything.
把一切的事跟他讲。
That's what prayer is. Letting God know what you think and asking him questions what to do.
这就是祷告的意义啊，让他知道你想的。
When verse 10 says, We concluded that the Lord wanted us to go to Macedonia. They had prayed and talked about it.
所以十六节的，第十节讲到十六章十节，就是他们做了这个决定啊。其实是他们祷告了之后做的决定。
Okay, you see Troas on your map.
你会看见特罗亚在你的地图上吗
？You follow the arrows. They had to cross the Aegean Sea, and they went to Neapolis, and then to Philippi.
所以，跟着这个箭头啊，他去到尼亚波利啊，再到腓立比。
Okay. So our story continues that when they get to Philippi, a lot of really interesting things happen.
那到了腓立比呢，有很多很有意思的事发生了。
One of the first things that happened is that a lady by the name of Lydia becomes a Christian.
那有一个有意思的事呢，就是吕底亚成了基督徒。
Do you know that you must become a Christian? There's something you have to do to become a Christian.
你知道你要成为一个基督徒，你有些什么事需要做吗
？You are not a Christian because you come to Bible studies, and we're very glad that you're here.
那我们很高兴你们能来圣经学习，但是。来圣经学习不能保证你，不能使你成为一个基督徒。
If you stand in a garage You wouldn't call yourself a car, would you?
比方说你站在车库里，你就不会管自己叫车，对吧？
Just because you are standing in a garage doesn't make you a car, right?
所以你站在车库里这件事实不能使你成为一辆车。
Well, just because you come to a building called a church does not make you a Christian.
那你不能因为来了一个建筑叫做教堂的建筑，你就成了一个基督徒了。
But there is something you have to do to become a Christian.
但总是有一些事呢，你需要做来成为基督徒。
And in this story of this missionary journey, the first person in the story that became a Christian was a lady.
所以这第一个人呢，她成为基督徒呢，是一个姊妹，一个女士。
In verse 14, in Acts chapter 16, in verse 14,Her name is Lydia.
那使徒行传十六章十四节呢，这个女人的名字叫吕底亚。
And she was a business lady.
她是个做生意的女人。
She was a seller of material and specifically purple in color material.
那她的卖布匹，特别的是卖紫色的布匹。
So,Purple material was most common among royalty.
所以紫色布啊是为皇室准备的。
Kings and queens and chief people among royalty would wear purple.
皇室家族，国王、王后和其他的人都是用紫色布的。
Do you remember the story when Jesus was Well, just before he was crucified, they did something to him.
你记得耶稣受难要上十字架之前，兵丁们做了一件什么事啊？在他身上
？Mocking him.
就是嘲弄他。
They put something on him.
他们把一些东西披在他身上，是什么
？Do you remember what that was?
你们记得是什么吗
？A purple robe.
把一件紫色袍子披在耶稣身上。
A kingly garment.
这是一件王袍啊。
And they put a crown on the king.
他们也在这个王头上戴了一个冠冕。
Do you know what that crown was?
那个冠冕是什么吗
？Thorn.
就是荆棘的冠冕。
And then they took a reed or a cane.And they hit him on the head, and they mocked him, and said, "King of the Jews."
然后他们拿苇子、芦苇去打他，嘲弄他，说犹太人的王啊。
They made fun of him.
取笑他。
And then they took the purple robe off.
然后他们就把他的紫色袍拿走了。
And took him away to crucify him.
把他带到钉十字架的地方。
But they didn't stop.At that point, they put another sign above the cross.
那他们并没有停下，他们放了一个另外的标识啊，在十字架的头顶上。
This is Jesus, the King of the Jews, mocking him again.
那他们上面写的呢，有耶稣犹太人的王，他们想用这个方式再还是来嘲弄他。
You could almost hear the mockers as they watched him on the cross.You could almost hear what they said.
你都能听见啊，那些嘲弄他的人在底下说什么。
Where's your purple robe now, King? Where is it?
他们会说，哎，你的那个王啊，你那件王袍呢？紫色袍呢
？He saved others. He can't even save himself.
他救了自己啊，他救了别人啊，却甚至救不了自己。
Come down from the cross, and we'll believe.
你从十字架上下来啊，我们就相信你。
But there, the Lord Jesus hung on that cross. He did not come down.
那耶稣被钉在十架上，他没有下来。
You know why he didn't come down?
你知道他为什么不下来吗
？For you.
为了你。
He's obeying the Father.
他顺服神。
He loves the people who are sinners.
他爱是罪人的人。
And there he's taking your sin and my sin, and the Father is going to punish the Son instead of us.
他在那担当了你的罪，我的罪。那父神要把你我的罪啊，不惩罚我们，惩罚他。
You know, I have two sons and a daughter. I can't ever imagine.
我有两个儿子，一个女儿，我很难想象。
I couldn't imagine going to a penitentiary and say, Warden, take my son and let all those people on death row go free.
我很难说呢，说好，法官你就把我的儿子定死了。然后把这些人赦免了吧，来，把让我的儿子替他们。
But the Bible is very clear. We're all on death row.
圣经讲得很清楚，我们都是预备死亡的。
The wages of sin is death, and everybody's a sinner. We're all on death row.
那我们都欠了死亡的债，因为每一个人都是罪人。
And one after the other, we all must die because we're sinners.
每一个人呢，一个是接一个呢，我们都是罪人，都是要死的。
And it's like God says, "Wait, I have a plan. Take my son and kill my son, and let the sinners go free."
那神说呢，那我有一个计划，拿我的儿子去，让罪人离开吧。
Why is he there? He's there because he loves you.
他在那为什么呢？因为他爱我们。
Because he wants to forgive you and wants to give you a new life.
他愿意赦免你，愿意给你一个新的生命。
And it reminds me of that every time I read the verse, Lydia was a seller of purple.
这个故事啊，每次我读到吕底亚是卖紫色布的，我就想起耶稣的故事。
It reminds me of what the Lord Jesus has done for me.
他也提醒我，主耶稣为我做了什么。
So, notice again in verse 14.
那注意第十四节。
It says that she worshipped God.
这里讲到她敬拜神。
She was from another city. The city was Thyatira.
他来自另外一个城，叫推雅推拉。
Now, if you have a map that looks like this, you can see Thyatira. It's, you see Mysa and Asia. Look below that, you'll see Thyatira. If you have a map that looks like this, Thyatira is not on your map. It's a small village, okay?But you know where it is because if you see Troas right here, Troas and Antioch over here, it's kind of between Troas and Antioch. That's where she was from.
所以这张地图呢，特罗亚和安提阿之间呢，有一个小地方，一个小镇叫推亚推拉，这就是吕底亚来的家乡了，来自的地方。
The first thing we're, second thing we're introduced to her about her was not only was she a seller of purple, but she worshipped God.
第二件事我们要提到的，她不但是卖紫色布的，她也是敬拜神的。
I want you to notice something.
我让你注意一些事。
She's worshipping God, but she's not a Christian yet.
她敬拜神，但她还不是基督徒哦。
She was seeking God to please Him and to honor Him, but she wasn't a Christian yet.
她在寻求神，她想荣耀神，但她还不是基督徒。
I believe that there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of people in North America that go to church because they think they are worshiping God.And pleasing God, but they're not Christians.
我相信在北美有成千上万这样类似的人，他们每天他每个周去教会呢，他们也想取悦神，也想跟随神，但他们还不是基督徒。
But we know that the Bible says that if we search for something with all of our heart, we will find it.
圣经却告诉我们呢，我们若从心里尽心的寻求真理呢，我们就必发现。
Now here's a lady.From another country, a business lady trying to find God, trying to worship God, and guess who she meets that day?
那这是一个敬虔的做生意的妇人，她想找到神，敬拜神。那你猜那天她遇见谁了？
She meets a man of God who will tell her the way of salvation.
她遇见了一个神来的工人，要告诉她关于救恩的道理。
You remember they were back in Troas, and the Lord says, no, if you're looking this way, the Lord says, no, don't go that way on your map. Go this way. Lydia, that was her hometown back there. But the Spirit of God says, no, go over here to Philippi.
所以当他们在特罗亚的时候呢，他们本来要去的地方呢，相反会是吕底亚的家乡近的地方，但是圣灵就告诉他们不要，要去腓立比。
God is moving people and places to do His will.
所以神在挪动人和地方啊，来达成他的旨意。
He tells his missionary team, "Don't go over here, go up here." But he's already took Lydia.From Thyatira and moved her up here so she can hear the gospel because she's seeking God.
所以他告诉他的团队呢，不要往这边走，往这边走。然后他已经把吕底亚呢从这边带到了这儿啊。当保罗的团队到那的时候，就碰到了吕底亚。
Almost 50 years ago now.
那离今呢差不多
August 29th this year be 50 years. I left Los Angeles, California.And travel 2,500 miles, and I didn't know God was directing me. And I met a man of God that told me how to be saved.
那五十年前的今年的八月份啊，那我离开了加州洛杉矶，我开了2,500英里，我不知道其实是神带着我去听福音的。
I wonder how far some of you have come today to hear God's plan of salvation.
我不知道大家今天有谁旅行了很长的路啊，就是过来听神的福音。
I think it's a long ways to China from here. I think so.
我觉得从这里到中国应该好远的，好远。
But maybe you live on 27th Street, even in Vancouver.
也许你离这就很近，就像住在27街。
It is not how close you are or how far away you are. The question is, are you seeking the Lord? That's the question.
所以不管你住得远还是住得近，其实问题只有一个：你在寻求主吗
？Because if you seek the Lord, I can tell you what will happen.
如果你在寻求主，我要告诉你会发生什么。
You will find him.
你一定会找到他。
He will find you.
他也会找到你。
And he will send you the message.
他会把信息给你。
But Lydia still had to believe. The Lord opened her heart, but she had to believe the message.
吕底亚还是需要相信，虽然神把信息给了他，他需要接进来。
Just because Jesus died on the cross doesn't mean everybody is a Christian. It does not mean.
耶稣在十字架上并不死了，付上代价，并不等于每一个人就此成为基督徒了。
But it does mean that anybody who wants to become a Christian can become a Christian.
但这的确意味着呢，任何人只要想要成为。
Because it's not about me, it's not about what I do, it's about what Jesus did.
所以因为这不在乎我，也不在乎我做了什么，而在乎耶稣做了什么。
Okay, and then we learn in verse 15, that she and her house were baptized.
然后在第十五节我们看见呢，她和她的一家就领了洗。
Now, I want to spend just a couple of minutes on this because I think there is some confusion about water baptism.
那我这里想多讲几句呢，因为有一些的困惑啊，关于水洗。
I want you to hold your hand here and I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们先把这张留下，我们看一下哥林多前书的一章。
I want to read beginning and verse 14.
我希望从十四节开始读。
Sorry. Verse 11. We're going to take the time here. I think it's important. Let's go back to verse 11.
我们先回到十一节，这很重要。
For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you.
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我们提起弟兄们来说你们中间有纷争。
Paul said there's you're arguing, you're bickering back and forth among the Christians.
所以保罗在这里说的意思就是在基督徒之间啊会有一些纷争争战。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的我是属亚波罗的我是属基法的我是属基督的
Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
基督是分开的吗保罗为你们钉了十字架吗你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗
Verse
14 14节
I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius.
我感谢神，除了基利斯布并该犹以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗。
Lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name.
免得有人说我们是奉我的名受洗，你们是奉我的名受洗。
Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized.Any other?
我也给斯提反家施过洗，此外给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。
Paul says, I make no list. I don't keep records of who I have baptized or not baptized.
所以保罗呢说呢，我这里我根本不会记录啊，到底我给谁施了洗这件事情，他不记载。
Verse 17.
十七节。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect.
基督差遣我原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
So we have to ask ourselves this question, is baptism important?
所以我们问自己一个问题，施洗重不重要呢？
And we say, yes, yes, of course,
当然重要
very important.
非常重要
We have to ask ourselves this question, is baptism necessary to become a Christian?
那成为一个基督徒受洗是不是必要条件
We got to say no.
我们就说这倒不一定了
No, it is not. Look at verse 17 again.
我们看一下十七节
This is probably the most colorful figure in the New Testament apart from Jesus Christ himself. And he says, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel.
对，这是一个很美的一个章节啊。他这说呢，基督差遣我不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。
Baptism is for Christians only.
施洗啊，是给基督徒的，专门给基督徒的。
Baptism is not to become a Christian.
但它不是为了让你成为基督徒的一个条件。
Baptism is a declaration, a public declaration to say, I am a Christian.
受洗呢，施洗呢，是公开的宣称我是一个基督徒。
Only Christians can be baptized.
只有基督徒能够接受洗礼。
It does not make them a Christian, but it marks them out in a public way. They are Christian.
这不是使他们成为基督徒的原因，但却是公众宣称他们是基督徒的方式。
If you are not a Christian, you should not be baptized. You would be the biggest hypocrite in the city if you did.
那你如果还没有信，不是基督徒，那就不要去受洗。否则的话呢，你可能是一个特别大的假冒伪善的人。
Because those that are baptized said, I've decided to follow Jesus. I've trusted Jesus as my Savior. And if you haven't done that, why in the world are you getting baptized?
那如果那些受洗的人都说我已经接受基督成为我的救主，如果你都还没有做，你没有接受基督，你为什么要做呢？
It is not like, well, I'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then when I get baptized, I'll be saved. No.
不是说呢，我接受，相信耶稣基督，然后我，受洗，我就得救了。
When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved, and then you get baptized.To show others that you are.
你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主的那一刻你就得救了，然后你再用受洗的方式来表达你的身份。
Now there are two things further I want to say about this.
这关于洗礼呢，我还有两个点要提。
One is this, that a public confession of baptism often is the turning point.That a Christian is now being taken serious by his family or by his friends.
那公开的洗礼啊，可能对一个基督徒呢，它是一个转折点，就无论对他自己还是对他的家人，这件事情就变得严肃。
And I'm going to tell you why I say that.
我要告诉你为什么我这么说。
Several years ago, right upstairs, right here.I don't think anybody here would know this person. There was a young person who trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
那很多年前呢，我们在座的可能都已经不知道，没有认识他。就在我们楼上这个受洗池，有个年轻人，他受洗了。
And this young person was so happy to go home and tell their mother and their father that they had trusted the Lord Jesus and as their Savior.
然后这个年轻人呢就回去很高兴地告诉他的父母，那他的 you mean his parents also trusted him?
No, no, the parents did not trust.
Okay, 那这个年轻人告诉他父母他自己得救了，接受基督了。
So the parents says, okay, okay, that's okay, you can be a Christian, it's okay. But they were not Christians.
那他的父母说好好好，你可以成为基督徒，没问题，但他们自己没有得救。
Sometime after that, the young person came home and said, Mommy and Daddy, I want to be baptized in water to show that I am a Christian.
那过了一阵呢，年轻人就跟这个他父母说呢，我想去受洗啊，我想来证明，来宣称我是个基督徒。
And the parents said, no.
他父母说呢，不可以。
You see, for those parents,It was okay to say that you are a Christian. But when you got baptized, they knew you're very serious about this. And they said to their child, you cannot be baptized.
所以对于这对父母来说呢，你嘴巴上说呢，你是个基督徒呢，是一回事。当你说我一定要去受洗呢，他知道你很认真了，他就开始拦阻你了。
Sometimes public baptismmarks you out as a follower of Jesus Christ, and then you're going to have persecution.
有的时候呢，你公开的用受洗礼呢，是标志着你是一个对公众告诉大家你是一个基督徒。很多时候从这时候呢，逼迫就开始了。
So baptism can have that effect on you.
所以洗礼啊，可以在你身上有这样的效果。
In the book of Acts, when they were baptized, many times they were persecuted, they were separated from their family, or they had to actually leave the community for fear of their life.
很多时候在使徒行传你会看见，当他们受了洗礼啊，他们会受逼迫，甚至到一个程度必须离开自己的社区。
So remember.Baptism is not so you can be saved. Baptism is to be obedient to what God told you to do as a Christian, and then to walk with Him in a public way.
所以受洗不是带来让你得救的这个条件，而是呢你顺服神的旨意啊，向公众宣称你是一个基督徒的行为。
So what you're saying is I have accepted Jesus as my Savior and I want to be his disciple and I want to follow him, but I've already done that, but now I want to show you that I am a serious follower of Jesus Christ.
所以 你就是告诉大家呢，我已经接受了基督成为我的救主，这已经是发生了的事情，但我要显明给你们看啊，所以我要顺服神，我要受洗，向大家宣称。虽然这件事情已经
I want to give you an example of someone who went to heaven but they weren't baptized.
所以我要告诉大家呢，有人呢他没有受洗，但他也去天堂了。
Do you remember when Jesus was crucified, there were two thieves crucified with him?
耶稣受难的时候，两边是有两个强盗的，记得吗？
One on the right hand and the other on the left.
有一个在右边，有一个在左边。
And Jesus in the middle.
耶稣在中间。
One of the thieves said to Jesus, "If you really are the Christ, save yourself and us."
当中一个说呢，耶稣，你要真的是基督啊，你就救我们，也救你自己。
The other man said, "Don't you fear God? This man has done nothing wrong."
那另外一个说呢，你难道不敬畏神吗？这个人一点错事都没有做。
And that one said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
那这个人就说呢，主啊，你求你当你德国降临的时候啊，求你纪念我。
Jesus said to him, "Today, this very day, you will be in paradise with me."
耶稣却对他说呢，今天就这个一天，你要同我在乐园里了。
All three of those men died that day.
这三个人当天都死了。
One went to hell that day because he rejected Jesus Christ.
有一天，有一个人呢，他因为拒绝了耶稣呢，在那一天死了，就去了地狱。
The other, by the very words of Christ himself, went to paradise to be with Jesus that day.
那另外一个呢，借着耶稣的话啊，他相信了耶稣的话，就在那一天死后去了与耶稣同在的乐园。
Never baptized.
但他没有受洗哦。
Never had a chance.
没有机会。
He never even had a chance to go home and tell his mom or his dad or his brothers, "I have become a Christian." No chance.
他那天甚至没有机会回家告诉他的父母，告诉他的朋友，他成为基督徒了，没机会。
But that day, that man went to be with the Lord Jesus that day.
但那一天呢，这个人他去了天堂，与耶稣同在。
If anybody ever tells you that baptism is the way to salvation, you tell them that is not what the Bible says.
如果有人告诉你呢，受洗是得救的前提条件啊，你要告诉他这是不对的。
Baptism is your declaration to God, "I have trusted the Lord Jesus, and I want to be publicly identified with Him."
所以受洗只是你向神宣称我已经接受了基督成为我的救主，然后我公开把它宣示出来。
I've explained this so many times, you can explain it as good as me, but I'm going to explain it one more time.
我已经解释了很多次啊，你也许能够解释的比我更好，我再说一遍。
When Jesus dies on the cross and we trust Him as our Savior, it's like we were on the cross.With him.
那当耶稣死在十字架上，我接受他成为我的救主，就相当于我也在十字架上跟他在一起。
Jesus is taking my place. I should be on the cross dying, but Jesus is dying.
那我应该在十字架上死了，但是耶稣。
And when Jesus is buried, I am buried symbolically, spiritually. I am buried with him, and the water represents the grave.
那当耶稣被埋了的时候，我也埋了啊，就象征性的在水里我进去了。
And so here's the old Joe Reese right here, sinner separated from God, but I trusted Jesus and I died with Jesus and I'm buried with Jesus and I'm raised with Jesus. It's already happened in your heart.You're just expressing this in a physical way.
那我是老的 Joris, 我在十字架上我死了， 我与主同死了，然后同埋，我埋在水里了，然后起来又复活了，这些都已经是发生的，在我信的那一刻，但是借着受洗的形式演示出来，告诉大家在我里面发生真实的事情是什么。
Salvation is through Christ alone. Baptism says I am saved and I am a follower.
所以救恩单单借着耶稣基督，那受洗呢是宣称我是基督的跟随者，我得救了。
Let's go back to Acts 16.
使徒行章，使徒行传十六章。
So, Lydia gets saved, and people in her house, they get saved, and they were all baptized.
那吕底亚得救了，她的一家也都得救受洗了。
And then you remember the slave girl who follows Paul and his team and mocking them every day in the street. She was demon possessed.
那你还记得这个使女哈，他们每一天跟随保罗，但她是被鬼附的。
We can almost hear her as she says, I'm going to illustrate this for you in a way that I think it was. I'm not sure, but maybe it went something like this.
那她，我可以模仿一下她说的，应该是这样啊，就是她向保罗他们说的话。
Paul and his team walking down the street.
保罗和他的团队呢，在路上走。
Day after day.
每一天。
This demon-possessed slave girl.
这个鬼附的使女呢？
She looks around and says to the community, "These are servants of the Most High God. Isn't that nice?"
然后他呢，就对着身边的这些围观的人说，哎，这些人呢，还是至高神的仆人，是真的吗？
And they show us the way of salvation. Ha, ha.
然后这个人呢，告诉我们得救的道理，哈哈。
Day after day after day.
然后一天呢，一天一天。
Now, were they servants of the Most High God? Yes, they were.
至高神的仆人吗？的确是。
Were they showing the way of salvation? Yes, they were. 他们
是在传讲救人的道理吗？是的。
But where is the message coming from? Satan himself.
那这个信息从哪出来的呢？从撒旦嘴里出来的。
And so after many days, Paul turns around, addresses the demon, and casts the demon out of the girl.
那几天之后呢，保罗就指着这个鬼哈，就把他赶出去了。
Then the crowd, the town turns against them, beats them up, and throws them in prison.
然后人群呢就把保罗打了，把他丢在监牢里。
Okay, so we're going to start reading in verse 25, and we're going to read around, okay, like we do.And we're going to read from 25 to the end of the chapter.
我们顺序读一下，从25节读到本章的最后一节。
Starting in verse 25 and going to verse 40.
25节到40节。
And because I don't have the gift of tongues yet, I'm not going to read in Chinese.
因为我没有方言的恩赐，所以我就不读了。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
地主一行看见了，监门全开了，有跑，有囚犯已经逃走，就多拔刀要自杀。
保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”甚至有人奔来，就跳出去。战战兢兢地在保罗、希拉面前，
又领他们出来说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和你的家必得救。”
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
当夜就在那时候，信主把他们带出，洗他们的伤，他们属乎他的人立时就都受了洗。
于是信主女。他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神，都很喜乐。
到了天亮，官长把他差役来说，释放这两个人吧。
信主就把这话告诉保罗，说官长把他 人来，叫释放你们，如今可以出监，你们安安的去吧。
保罗却说，我们是罗马人，并没有定罪，他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来
吧。差役把这话回禀官长，官长听见他们是罗马人，就害怕了，
于是来劝他们，领他们出来，请他们离开列车。
二人出了街，往吕比亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Amen.
Okay. Now, I want you to look at this sheet for a minute, your colored sheet, your outline.
我们看一下那个有文字的单张啊，彩色的那张。
We're already started working on this outline under number one, thinking about the question, what must I do to be saved?
想一想这个问题啊，我要做什么才能得救？我们现在已经过完了第一个点。
And number one, what the question implies.
第一个点呢，就是这个问题隐含是什么意思。
Okay. When you say, what must I do to be saved? You must be saying, I need help. There's something wrong.
那当你说，那我该做什么才能得救呢？潜台词一呢，就是我需要帮助，我的生命有一些麻烦了。
Nobody is ever walking down a hiking trail and stops and says, I'm lost, I don't know where I am.
没有人会在林间走路的时候啊，他会说呢，哎呀，我走迷了。
Because the trail is marked. They know the trail, they know where the signs are, and they know where the car is. They're just walking on a trail.
因为他顺着路走就好了，因为这个标识啊，这个路都已经有成型的，他走的就好了。
So they don't ask someone, oh, where's the car? Where's the trail? I don't know where I'm going. They don't do that.
所以在人没有走迷的时候，他是不会去求助的。
But if they get lost, they do.
当他真的走迷了，他就会求助了。
Where's the car? Where's the trail? I don't know how to get home.
我路在哪？车在哪？我该怎么回去？
What must I do?
我该做什么？
See? And so if you say, what must I do to be saved? You're saying, I need help. I am lost. I need to be saved.
所以当你说呢，我该做什么才能得救的，就是我需要帮助。
Under B, there's a sense of urgency.
那在 B 点上呢，有一个紧迫的感觉。
Okay. Remember, as you read just now, the jailer was in a hurry. He ran and he got a light. And I've got to deal with this. I've got to deal with this now.
所以你们注意，这个狱卒他是跑着去的，所以他有很强的需要，很急迫。我现在要解决这问题。
And C says there was a willingness to act. He wanted to do something about his condition.
那 C 点呢是有一个愿望去行动，还要做一点什么来解决这个问题。
Take this sheet now.
现在呢
See this one?
我们切换到另外一张的黑白的这个。就是行动。
It's called action through awareness.
在知道的情况下行动。
When you get hungry, you take a course of action to meet that need.
那你饿了呢，你就会有一个行动来吃，来满足这个需要。
Roy, when you get hungry,What course of action do you usually take to meet that need?
Roy 弟兄，你饿的时候，你会做什么来满足这个需要呢？
Find some food to eat.
Yes, yes.
找一些食物来吃。
Find some food. Exactly.
对，非常对。
If you're driving your car and you look at the fuel gauge and it's below empty, what do you do?
如果你开着车，你看一下油表，哎呀，快没有油了，你会怎么办呢？
You find a gas station, a refueling station.
找一个加油站来加油。
If you are lost, you want to know how to find home.
你走迷了，你就想找回家的路。
If you have a headache, you go to the medicine cabinet and you take some pills. to help your headache go away.
如果你有头疼，你就会找药房去买一点药吃。
If you're in trouble with your wife, what do you do?
如果你和太太关系不好，你怎么办？
Bring flowers, lots of flowers.
去买花，买很多的花。
That's a joke, by the way.
这是开玩笑啊。
But when we have a need, we operate on this principle. We always take a course of action to meet the need.
所以我们总是这么样的一个反应啊，我们有需要呢，就要做一点什么来满足这个需要。
Okay, so we've already looked at number one and number two. Let's go to Luke chapter 8 and we'll look at number 3 on that outline.
我们已经看了这个单章的第一和第二个故事，我们现在来看第三个，路加福音八章的这个故事。八章四十三节这个。
Luke chapter 8.
路加的八章。
Verses 43 through 48.
四十三到四十八节。
Okay, on the back two tables, let's have some people read back there verses 43.through 48. Sharon, can we start with you? Okay, go that way.
啊，我们这次只是后面两排的人顺序读，一人一节哈，四十三节读到四十八节。
路加八章。
路加八章，对。
有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，在医生手里发现了她一生一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。
她来到耶稣背后，摸他的衣裳，穗子。血漏立刻就止住了。耶稣说：“摸我的是谁呢？摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子，众人拥拥挤挤，紧靠着你。”
耶稣说：“总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出来。”出去。
那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢的来。伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了。当着众人都说出来。
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去。”
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, on your outline.We asked three questions.
在这个单章里呢，我们问了三个问题。
The first question is, what was the problem in this lady's life?
第一个问题呢，是在这个女人的生活里有什么麻烦吗？
She has multiple problems. Let's start looking at what the problems are.
他有诸多的问题啊，我们先来看到底是什么。
So what problem does she have? What's the big problem?
最大的是什么？
是。She's dying. That's a big problem.
她就快死了哈，这是个大麻烦。
So.We don't know exactly what it is. It has something to do with a blood disorder.
我们不知道确切是什么，但是是和血有关系。
We know she's had it for 12 years.
我们知道呢，她得这个病呢有。
That's a long time.
十二年啊，十二年是个很长的时间。
To have a blood disorder.
是，对，有着血漏啊。
It could be something like a bleeding ulcer or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was.
我不能确定是什么，也许是溃疡或者我们不能确定。
But we know it was not getting better.
我们只知道呢，它不是越来越好的。
What else do we know about this lady? What's another problem?
那还有我们知道什么问题呢？对于她来说。
She's broke. She's broke. Oh, I didn't know you talked like that. That's interesting. She ran out of money. Ran out of money.
她没钱了。
You see that in verse 43?
43节。
She spent all of her livelihood. That means everything that she owned, everything that was hers, she spent it on doctors.
就意味着十二节呢，四十三节讲到的就是她把一切养生的都花在医生手里。
Okay. And she didn't get any better.
然后呢，她也一点都没好起来。
Do you know anybody that has spent all of their living on doctors?
你有没有认识？
I do. I know someone that has done.
你有没有认识这样把医生一切的所有的都花了在医病上？你认不认识？他说他认识。
I had a friend, a very close friend, and his wife got cancer.
我有一个很近的朋友，他的太太有癌症。
And it was slow growing, and it took a long time, and they went to doctor after doctor after doctor.
然后这是一个很缓慢成长的癌症，很长的时间，所以他们这段时间里呢，就是去看一个又一个的医生。
And then, after they went to all the medical doctors,They went to naturopath or natural remedies.
然后他们去见了一切的医生之后呢，他们还去找了一些养生的或者这个自然疗法的专家。
And they kept changing doctors and more. Matter of fact, they had to sell their house to pay the doctor bill.
那他们不停地看医生呢，到一个程度，他们得把自己房子卖了来付这个医疗费。
And they had to go and live with her mother in her mother's house.
他们必须得回去呢，回到这个他们的岳父母家去住啊，就等于。
And they had no money left, and she got no better at all.
然后他们钱都花完了，但是呢，他太太的病却没有好起来。
Can you imagine how desperate a person would get if they spent everything and they only got worse?
你能想象一个人把所有的东西都花出去，但是却依然变得越来越糟，他是会有多绝望的？
I want you to imagine that the lady in our story is in a friend's house.In a back room, laying on the floor on a mat. That's all she's got. It's not even hers, but that's all she's got left.
那我们可以想一想，这个妇人她可能是住在朋友家，只有一床垫子，床睡在地上，可能还是地下室，可能就是她全部的。
She exhausted all of her savings, then she sold every piece of furniture in the house, and then she sold the house.
所以他把一切他有的资产都变卖了他的房子乃至他的家具。
She has absolutely nothing left.
他身上可能一点都没有留下什么东西。
However, something very, very interesting happened in her life one day.
那有很有意思呢，在他生命里呢，有一天发生了一些事。
Look at verse 44.
四十四节。
Now I'm just going to read the first part of the verse.
所以我要跟大家读前半部分。
This lady came from behind and touched. That's as far as I want to read.
那她来到耶稣背后摸。
Okay. Now the Lord Jesus is in the vicinity. He's on a street, and it says this lady came behind him.
所以耶稣呢在街上啊，所以圣经说呢，这个妇人来到他身后。
So whenever you read your Bible very slow, so that you can understand what you're reading.
当你读经的时候，一定要慢慢读，你就能读明白。
How did she know that Jesus was in the street?
她怎么知道耶稣在街上呢？
Did she hear?A noise of a crowd out the window?
她是听见在窗外的一片嘈杂的声音吗？
Did her friend say to her, You know, you've tried everything and you're not better. I heard that there was a man called Jesus that can heal people.
会不会是他的一个朋友跟他说，你看你都把一切都花完了也没有好起来，我认识，我知道有个人叫耶稣，他能够医治人。
I don't know how she heard, but I do know this, she heard.
我不知道他是怎么知道的，但是我确切知道他听说了。
Because you just don't wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll see where Jesus is today. You don't even know Jesus.
你不可能天天每天早晨一起来说，哎，我想要知道耶稣跟我说什么。因为你如果连耶稣你都不知道是谁，你怎么知道他想对你说什么？
Do you know before you can trust the Lord Jesus, you got to hear about the Lord Jesus?
你要知道，你要信靠耶稣基督之前哦，你要先听见耶稣基督。
You don't just make it up in your mind.
你不是在你脑子里先把它先编出来的。
Imagine a person living in the wilderness with no civilization, nothing, stepping out of a mud hut one morning and think, I think I need Jesus as my Savior.
你不可能有一个人在旷野里，他从泥里走出来，他说，哎呀，我想我要去相信耶稣基督，他都不知道耶稣基督是谁。
That's never going to happen.
这不可能会这么发生。
Somebody's got to tell him about Jesus.
所以一定会有人告诉他。关于耶稣基督的事。
That's the reason Jesus told his disciples, go to every mud hut.
这也是为什么耶稣告诉他的每一个门徒说去，去传福音去。
Now we do know this, that if someone wakes up one morning and says, I don't know where all this came from, but I think there's something bigger than me going on here.
我们会有这样的感觉，当我们一早上起来觉得，哎，我不知道到底发生了什么，但我相信有个东西比我大，有个神比我大。
And then the next day, guess who walks into that village of mud huts? Guess who walks in there?
你猜呢？第二天呢，有谁进到这个村子里去了？
God's missionary walks in there.
神差来的工人进到这个村子里。
David Livingstone walks into a village in Africa. He doesn't even know anybody in there, just walks in there.
就像大卫李文斯顿啊，他就最后去到了非洲，他们也不知道，他就进到非洲的村子里去。
And he said, I've come to tell you about Jesus.
他来说呢，我要告诉你们关于耶稣基督的道理。
The Bible says, you must hear. Faith comes by hearing the message.
所以圣经说呢，信道是听道来的，是从话语里。
So this woman, desperate, no hope, somebody says, Jesus is coming by.
这个妇人绝望，没有盼望的，有人跟她说呢，耶稣路过来了。
And she could have said, not another one of those miracle workers, not another one of those faith healers, I hope.
他也许会说呢，哎呀，我不想再多一个这种什么神迹医治的人了，我不想听。
I've tried it all. I don't care what Jesus it is. I'm dying and there's no hope for me.
我也试了很多了，我也不知道耶稣是谁，我没有希望了，我快死了。
And maybe her friend said, well, you know, he's got a pretty good track record. Everybody he touches gets healed.
也许他的朋友会说，你要等一等啊，他的。这个人不一样，耶稣他的记录很好啊，他每一个人医治的都好了。
He says, "Oh, I'm too sick. I don't feel like going out today."
也许这个妇人会说，哎呦，我太病得太重了，我今天不想出去。
Her friend says, "You're dying. What have you got to lose?"
他的朋友可能会说，你都快死了，你有什么成本吗？你有什么可以惋惜的
？She said, "Well, what time is he coming by?"
然后妇人会说，那他什么时候来啊
？No.The story did not go like that.
所以故事不是这么讲的。
This lady is desperate, and she has tried everything. But wouldn't you try something if they said Jesus is coming by?
所以这个妇人是非常的绝望，所以她试了一切。所以当别人告诉她耶稣路过的时候呢，她会去再试一下。
So we know what her need is. Her need is she's really sick, and her need is she's got no hope. She's spent everything. She's done.
我们的需要是什么？她病得很重， 她已经没有盼望， 她快死了。
But some way, somehow, she heard about Jesus, and she got up off of that floor or that sick bed, and she made her way out into the street.
那不管怎样的，她听到了耶稣， 那她就从她的垫子上站起来，她到街上去迎耶稣。
The street was full of people that day.
那一天的路上的人太多了。
There was absolutely no way she could get in front of Jesus. She didn't have the strength, and there were too many people.
太多人了，她甚至没有力气啊，能够挤到耶稣面前去。
But she had a plan of action. What is her plan of action?
但她还是有一个行动的计划，是什么呢？
How is she going to meet that need? What is she planning to do?
她计划怎么来满足自己的需要呢？
I want you to think about it like this. Let's suppose this whole room, everybody's walking down the street, this whole room, and Jesus is in the middle, and everybody's around him, okay? And all of a sudden, from one side, this woman comes. She says, it's impossible. I can't get to him. And she reaches through the crowd. And he is walking by. And she just goes. That's all she could do. Nothing else.
你可以想象，假设是我们啊，我们这一屋子的人都在那天挤着耶稣啊，但是呢，这个妇人她根本没法进去，啊，她只能伸手呢去够。 够一下耶稣，这是他能做到的最多的事情。他尽量用手穿过人群的去够。
As soon as she touched the hem of his garment, healed, just like that.
当他碰到耶稣以后啊，那一瞬间他就得医治了，就像这样。
Everybody stops. The whole crowd. Everybody stops.
整个人群呢，每个人都停下来了。
Jesus says in verse 45, "Who touched me?"
耶稣说呢，摸我的是谁？
Look at that. Notice Peter. He's always got all the answers. Peter, you know. Peter says. Well, nobody says they touched you. Everybody denies it. But Peter says, Master, just kind of look around. This is like lots of people here. And everybody's pressing in. And everybody's touching you, Master. And then he says, Who touched me?
众人都不承认啊，彼得说呢，你看我们都挤拥挤在一起呢，你还问谁摸你吗？但是耶稣还是坚持说有人摸我。If
you have a Bible with the words of Jesus in red, you'll notice in verse 45, the same statement is made twice by the Lord Jesus in that verse.
如果你是有红字版的有耶稣话的这个圣经啊，你会看45节呢，同样的这个说摸我的是谁啊，说了两遍。Okay.
So, Jesus, first of all, says, Who touched me? And then he said, Well, I don't know. Everybody knows. Who touched me? He says again.
他说,摸我的是谁? 别人都说不知道啊, 就这么拥拥挤挤, 他又说,摸我的人是谁?
In verse 46, he says, Somebody touched me.
46节, 他说,总有人摸我。
There's an interesting little outline here. I hope you get it. We don't know the woman's name. We're just going to call her a nobody. A nobody becomes a somebody.
他成了,
Verse 46, somebody. And she's going to go and tell everybody.
总有人呢，就是某一个人，然后最后呢，他会变成呢，去告诉每一个人的那个传福音的。
What can I learn just from that thought?
那我怎么才能从这个里面，这个想法里得到什么呢？
There are no nobodies with Jesus.
在耶稣那里没有无名氏。
No nobodies.
没有。
She was a nobody to the little community in which she lived. She was just a sick old woman that was just dying. She had nothing.
她什么都没有啊，在她的社区里，她的确就是一个无名氏，她将死的人。
But not to Jesus. He said somebody.
但这不是对耶稣说的，耶稣知道她，认识她。
He said, power has gone out of me, verse 46.
46节，因为有能力从我身上出去。
In 47, I want you to notice, we got just a couple of minutes. In verse 47,
注意47节,
the woman saw that she was not hidden.
那女人知道不能隐藏。
Imagine the scene. Jesus stopped, people everywhere. He said, who touched me?
你可以想想这个场景，耶稣停下来，每个人都在边上，他说谁摸我？
Peter said, Lord, they're all touching. No, who touched me?
然后彼得说谁都在摸你，耶稣还说谁摸我？
Somebody touched me, because I healing power has gone out of me. Somebody's touched me.
所以总有人摸我，因为我医治的能力出去
了。And through the crowd, Jesus' eyes meet her eyes, and she's kind of crouched behind a few people, and now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she thought, oh my, he's seen me.
所以呢，这个妇人躲藏在人群之后呢，说，哎，最后她看见我了。
And at that point, verse 47, she came trembling and falling down before him.
所以在四十七节呢，她就战战兢兢来伏伏在耶稣脚前。
You can kind of see the crowd open up and this dear soul comes through the crowd, she falls down. Now he didn't tell her to come, she came on her own.
所以你会看人群分开呢，这个妇人走过来哈，来到耶稣面前。
And she started telling the people the whole story. She gives her testimony.
然后她就在众人面前把她的见证故事讲出来了。
The crowd is hushed.Everybody's listening.
人群安静下来都在听啊。
She said, I've been sick for 12 years.
她会说呢，我病了12年。
And I got worse and worse.
我一直的越来越糟糕。
And it cost me every penny that I had.
然后把我一切的都付上了养生的。
But today, I have been healed by this man.
今天我被这个人医好。
Immediately when I touched him, I was healed.
所以当我碰他的那一刻，我就得医治了。
He said to her, verse 48, Daughter, be of good cheer or good comfort. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
Okay, now, just in your outline, okay, under number 3, we know what the problem was. She had a great need. She took a course of action.To meet that need, and what was the result?
所以第三个点哈，有一个妇人，她有一个行动的计划，满足这个需要。结果是什么呢？
She was healed.
她得医治了。
And the Lord said, "Your faith has made you whole."
耶稣说，你的信救了你。
You see, when she's laying somewhere sick, with no hope.She got up because she believed if I could just get to him, he will help me.
所以她在那躺着没有盼望的时候呢，她说，哎，我要到他那里去，耶稣会帮助我。
Let me say in closing today, everybody in this room has a terminal disease and you are going to die.
我要告诉呢，我们今天在座的每一位呢，会有一个永恒里的疾病，我们每个人都要死。
That disease is called the disease of sin of your soul.
这个病呢，就叫做你灵魂的罪的病。
And unless you meet Jesus, the great physician, you will never, ever survive. You will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever because of that.
除非认识耶稣基督到这个真正的医治者这里来啊，你是不可能被医治的，会被丢到审判的火湖里去。
You can spend your life and every penny and all of your possessions, but only Jesus can give you peace with God and heal your soul.
你可以把你一切的都花了，但是只有耶稣能够使你与神和好，给你里面的平安。
Of course, if you don't have a need, you don't need a doctor.
当然，如果你不需要呢，你就不需要一个医生。你没有需要就没有。
Okay. Here we are, boys and girls. Thank you for coming today.
谢谢大家今天能来。
Great study this afternoon. Josh?You can choose what language you want to, but would you close in prayer for us?
Josh 弟兄带我们做一个祷告。
天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你，让我们有这样的机会能够聚在一起来学习你的话语。求您怜悯我们这群孩子们，因为我们都是在您里面，活在您里面，活在身体上面，活在健康，活在家庭上面都是有需要的一群孩子，求您可以通过旧的嘴让我们明白您生命的真理，也求您赐给我们这本美好的圣经，让我们能够在属灵的生命上面有能够不断的成长，活出您所喜悦的样式。天上阿爸父，在这里也求您保守我们能够远离这场病毒的搅扰，也求您祝福我们无论是在这里还是在国内的亲人们，在这场病毒的当中我们能够有着您得胜的力量，求您鼓励我们，也求您祝福我们。我们如此的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you.